Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So here I am in New College, Oxford, in the quadrangle, because of course a lot of these were monastic foundations, really. Monks and clergy did a lot of the tutoring, so that's why they got quadrangles, as you would. And then you got memorial plaques to distinguished old members of the college who've been called to their reward and so on. Look at this chap up here, the organist, General Commander of the Victorian Order, and that's GCBO after his name. D. Muses and Doctorate of Music, D. Lit, an honorary doctor, as a doctor of humane letters, PhD, and blah, blah, blah. So it goes on. And this music scholar here, who's all in Latin. So what he did for this college over 65 years, he was a member, teaching history and grammar and all the rest of it. Virtuous man, linguist, and so on. Years of birth and death. I'm just trying to think, there's some people who are quite... distinguished, and this one is almost rubbed away. The alpha and the omega right up top, as in the beginning at the end, the chi as in the Greek letter X, what's it for, but it's illegible now, so they really need to touch them up. But you know, till the 20th century the scriptures are usually in Latin. That's obviously not a compulsory subject because they thought English was a peasant language, nothing worthwhile was done in English. And here we have St. Patrick, no particular connection to the college, but you know, anything Irish is good. St. Patrick was sort of Welsh, from the west coast of Great Britain. We say Wales, but it could have been what now we call England or Scotland. There was no concept of England when he was enslaved, you know, about 400 AD. Because we know we used to attack Great Britain, the west coast of Great Britain, and so on. So it's not that they're interred behind here, or their ashes or anything like that. Ooh, look, papillon, as in French butterfly. You may have seen the film Papillon and read the novel. Seen both the old version, the Steve McQueen version, and the modern one. Okay, look, Hugh Gaitskell, leader of the Labour Party, leader of Her Majesty's Most Loyal Opposition, died quite suddenly in 1963, left a big fortune, but obviously socialism doesn't work for the socialists, left not a penny to the poor. He went to Winchester College and then here. Remember the old days, only boys who'd been to Winchester could come onto this college. Chaps who go to Winchester known as Wickhamists, as in the founder is William of Wickham, so where Rishi Sunak went. Okay, and the men of the college are killed in the Second World War and so on. But way more killed in the First World War, and so it goes on. What else? Yeah, and some people who were not actually studying at the college, choristers as in sort of choir boys. I think choir boys when they were killed had been choir boys because they needed unbroken voices, and women couldn't come here at that time. So this new college school for little boys up to 13, and they would sing sort of the female parts. Female roles, perhaps I should say. I don't want that to come out wrong. Okay. All these chaps here, and look at these mourning women. This woman's wearing a rather revealing dress. Surely it's not apposite if she's grieving. And there was actually a Don I know, but we'll get to him later, Penry Williams. So some of Harry Potter was filmed here, but I'll show you that tree, which Malfoy sits a bit later on. Not a huge fan of Harry Potter. But the ceiling is not that distinguished around this quadrangle. So centuries gone by, the monks could walk around here reading their prayer books or praying aloud and so forth. Okay, and look, St. Thomas Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, was martyred in Canterbury Cathedral, had a magnificent sepulchre till it was desecrated by Henry VIII during the Reformation and so on. I must say that these modern sculptures really don't do it for me. What do you think? Barbarous. Okay, and look, this guy has got his coat of arms above his memorial plaque. And look at the skull at the bottom, memento mori. So remember, you're going to die. So don't think how much money did you make today? How much happiness did you get today? That's the real question. On your deathbed, you probably won't wish you had a few more pennies. All right, and so it goes on. So I'm just trying to think, is anyone very notable? I might talk about them. Bedard, an unusual surname. There was a Don here when I was up with a surname Bedard, not at New College, so far as I know, and so on. Look, St. Edward the Confessor, a king. Is the only king of England to be made a saint, to be beatified, I mean, apart from that St. Edmund one, not St. Edmund of Abingdon, the one who's martyred by the Danes, but he's only king of bits of it, a bit of England, not the whole of it, and so on. And some of these people died actually quite recently. I would have been dons here when I was an undergraduate, not that I was at this college, and so on. Okay, I think it's going to be St. Chad here. So again, you're getting an idea of the aesthetic of the place and the size. size of it. And this one is scarcely legible. They really should touch up the paintwork. Look, the Blessed Virgin Mary and the infant Jesus. And so it goes on. But anyway, it's what a tranquil, beautiful and historical place. And look, the urn at the top should be a draped urn, 18th and 19th century funerary memorials or funerary sculpture often has that. And so I shan't bother translating all of them. They're often much of a muchness about their accomplishments, where they came from, what they did for the college. And here's St. William of York. You see a bishop with his staff to lead his flock, as in people. Okay. And they often Latinize the name, like Carolee Mayo, as in Charles Mayo. Coming up to the Henry Williams, who was a don, who I had come to speak to the Lower Boy History Society when I was a schoolboy, and he's since been called to his reward. I didn't realise what a distinguished historian he was at the time, because one of the Beekses and the teachers at school said to invite him, so I wrote and invited him. You wouldn't be allowed to do that now as a schoolboy. Hayter, what a surname, H-A-Y-T-E-R, like that Hayter in Brideshead Revisited. See here, Henry Williams, fellow, as in he was a don, from 1964, retired in 92, honorary fellow, so he'd retired, and that's why he came to give us his lecture. And here it says, beneath this rests Maria Martini Wall. So does that mean that her ashes are there? What else? And there's no one who's that terribly famous. St. David, as in of Wales. What else? Okay, Anthony Quinton. No one else you probably would have heard of. Now, they say in the winter you're not allowed into the garden, maybe you make it too muddy. But these days we are. Richard Crossman, who also came here, who was a famous Labour MP. I always get him and Tony Crosland mixed up, who were both Labour MPs around the same time, both died in the 70s. Scholar and fellow of this college, okay. So various cabinet posts he held later on. So these are some of the celebrated people who attended New College. I know they're not exactly household names these days. It was Lord Thurlow in the late 18th century, was Lord Chancellor, Solicitor General, Attorney General, who was a real reactionary, arguing that slavery must continue and blah, blah, blah. Not just slavery, the slave trade, kidnapping people from Africa and taking them the most barbarously cruel conditions across the Atlantic. Right, so out into the garden, and I'll show you the tree which features in one of the Harry Potter films when Malfoy is up there. You may recognise it if you're Harry Potter fans. Come hither. And look at that for a medieval tower. Don't know how you access that. Obviously not allowed into more parts of the college. So there's some Harry Potter fans will be able to quote the script here. And he's sitting up there. What do you think? The famous tree. And then down there, someone's written something on a stone and left a memorial stone. Okay, so that's a little bit of New College, Oxford, the quadrangle. I do remember looking around here when I was 15 with my dad, not that he attended this college. And here we are in June and leaves have already started to fall. So it was almost a decent summer's day. And then over there, that's the chapel. Up high, there's the Virgin Mary holding the child Jesus. Right, so thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Okay, goodbye everyone.